Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to Habit Hack Thursday. We're talking about a movement habit hack today, something that I've been seeing, and maybe you have as well, on social media that I think is such a cool and interesting concept when it comes to working out. I love working out. I've mentioned it on the show time and time again. It's my favorite form of self-care, which you're like, I'm not surprised, Emily. I know you're a fitness coach. obviously, but I didn't always used to be this way until I dug super deep into habit strategy to stay consistent with my workouts. And then I saw the inside, then the outside transformation. And it just, gosh, it lit a fire in me just to keep going. And this is what we teach inside of the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our signature course. Go grab it. It's linked in the show notes for you. However, unfortunately, maybe you've not had a great experience with working out and fitness and movement, whatever we want to call it, right? And maybe associate working out with feeling pain or just makes you feel like death afterwards. Or maybe it's just the word cardio that you run from. Or maybe it's just been very challenging to find the time or stay consistent with your workouts. Now, I have a fun and simple and even relaxing way to work out, like I alluded to, that I've been seeing online. I even saw it on the news last week, and that is something called Cozy Cardio. Cozy cardio. So what is this? It's a term that refers to engaging in cardiovascular exercise in a comfortable and relaxed environment. So it typically involves low impact exercises that can be done indoors. So walking on a treadmill, like a walking pad. You all know I love my walking pad. You can use a stationary bike. I love riding my Peloton, doing a little cozy cardio, or even doing gentle aerobic exercises. The emphasis is really, though, on creating a cozy environment. So maybe you have soft lighting, you light some calming music, or even incorporate elements like blankets or candles to enhance like the comfort level while exercising. Maybe you make a special iced coffee to drink or a hot tea even. The goal is just to make the cardio workouts feel more enjoyable and inviting, which can help really motivate folks to stick to your fitness routine. I thought this was such a awesome concept and such a great way to get a movement that is unique and cozy and an experience in order to help you fall in love with movement. This can be a really strong keystone habit that can inspire you over time as you're sticking with this cozy cardio habit to do more movement as it becomes a habit for you. So let's talk about some more of the benefits of this, and I'll give you two different habit loops to help you incorporate cozy cardio in either your morning or after work routine. So I love cozy cardio because it really just provides comfort and relaxation. So it's more gentle and a comforting way to engage in exercise, right? You might feel more relaxed and at ease, and it reduces your feelings of maybe feeling intimidated or anxious when it comes to working out. The second is a low barrier to entry. I love this. So traditional workouts can feel very daunting, very intimidating for beginners. Maybe you feel self-conscious where you're at with your fitness level. Like, girl, we've all been there. Cozy cardio, on the other hand, it's low impact exercises. They're easier to perform, and it makes it accessible for people of all fitness levels. And you can do it at home. You don't have to go anywhere and have all those logistics in the way. Number three, reduce risk of injury. So walking on a treadmill or using a bike are low impact, and this is really gentle on the joint. So it really reduces your risk of injury. Number four, improved consistency. Because cozy cardio feels more enjoyable and less intimidating, individuals are more likely to stick to their workout routine over the long term. Consistency is the key to making a habit stick, and this whole experience can definitely help you feel more consistent with your workouts. Number five, stress reduction. I mean, it's cozy cardio. The name in itself just makes you feel like nice and warm, and especially if you like set the ambiance with the soft lighting. Maybe you're listening to like a devotional at the time. Gosh, it can really help reduce your stress levels. And lastly, just a boosted mood and mental well-being. Like any form of exercise, movement gives you that dopamine response and really allows you to improve your mental health, right? You have all those happy hormones and chemicals running through your brain, and it can really help if you're feeling anxious or sad. Now, this seems simple. As always, this is why we have our whole brand, Habit Hack Your Health, is as I was training folks back in 2016, there was a huge gap between like, okay, like here's what I can do, but like actually doing it. So let's habit hack this together. The easiest way to do that is give you a couple of habit loops. Now remember, a habit loop is a cue, routine, reward. This is the way you are going to be able to take action with this cozy cardio habit. Now, if you're like, I know how to create a habit loop. I got you, girl. But we do it differently. We do it thinking of atomic habits for women and play and thinking of all the other outside and internal factors that really get in our way of making habits stick in our life. And another layer to that is just diet culture mentality, helping us set up habit loops that maybe aren't supporting us for sustainability. It's only supporting us for a 30-day diet. So if you're wanting to create your own habit loops from the Atomic Habits for Women philosophy, you can go to the link in the show notes or just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp and enroll in the 3-day email challenge where I will help you build your own cue, routine, reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy. But let's give you a couple of ideas of what these habit loops can look like specifically for cozy cardio. I'll give you a morning one and an after work one. So the cue for the morning could be your alarm goes off. The routine is you get out of bed, you change into work comfortable workout clothes, preferably you already have them laid out overnight. You brew a cup of herbal tea or coffee to enjoy while you're doing your cozy cardio. Soft lighting, you have calming music, you do the 20 minutes of your cozy cardio. Maybe you finish with some breathing exercises or a meditation. Like, gosh, this sounds amazing, doesn't it? The reward on the other side, you go enjoy a refreshing shower, right? The reward is actually an event, right? You know, you're going to take all these wonderful feelings. You're going to go take like a really hot shower, just feeling energized and rejuvenated. Or you can even go and like enjoy like a very nutritious breakfast. This is a keystone habit that really influences other healthy habits in your life. You feel good. You feel so amazing because you've done something positive for your health that didn't feel extreme. Now let's talk about after work habit loop. So the cue is you arrive home from work. The routine is you change into your cozy workout attire. You already have it laid out. Maybe you do a fun like fruit infused beverage, like lime, basil, sparkling water or something like that. You dim the lights, you put on some music or your favorite podcast. Maybe you're listening to Habit Hack Your Health while you're doing your cozy cardio, and you cool down. Maybe just do like a gentle sun salutation and just really warming up the body and then taking it down through these stretches, elongating your muscles. The reward on the other side is just that feeling of accomplishment. Like lean into how amazing you feel, and maybe from there you enjoy a healthy and satisfying dinner, or you do a relaxing evening activity. Maybe it's reading a book, or maybe you cuddle up on the couch with your kids and just watch TV for like 20 minutes, right? Doesn't this feel super easy? I love this habit hack and thinking about exercise differently. So I want to know if you incorporate cozy cardio into your habit hacking. Make sure to go sign up for the 3-day email challenge, Habit Loop Bootcamp, so you can create your own habit loops and start habit hacking cozy cardio into your daily routine. I love this so much. We got to think about habits differently at Women, and this is that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy at play. I'm sending you a big hug. I love you so much. I'll see you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. You'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And oh, it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.